Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 105 of Maestro on the Mic, and we're doing it Thursday shorty style. Today's episode, I am asking, begging, pleading, demanding that you stop asking for evidence on social media. Why? Because it's fucking annoying. I bet you guys thought that I was going to make you wait to the episode. No, I feel that passionately about this. It's fucking annoying. Stop it. But you really should tune into the full episode because I'm bringing the fire. All right, that's enough out of me. DJ, you know what time it is. Gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Today we are talking about the fact that you need to stop asking for references on social media, right? It is quite possibly one of, if not the most annoying things. It doesn't get anyone anywhere, right? I know that there's going to be some people that listen to this and they're going to be the, but. It does not move the profession forward, right? That argument, I am ready to throw it out the window. I like pendulums, and I'm gonna swing it the other way, so hopefully it comes back to center, right? People want to be like, oh, but you know, the discussions, there is a right and a wrong way to go about it. And if you are leading with where's the evidence, where's the research, where are the references, we have a problem. Right? You're not trying to have a discussion with that person. There is a very big difference between, you know, DMing someone, maybe they write a post, and maybe you don't agree with it, or they write a post and you genuinely want to know more, and you go and do your own research, and then you DM that person and you go, hey, I found this stuff online, and I was wondering what you thought about this, or, you know, I was wondering, you know, what your opinion is. Very big difference between that and what we always see on social media, which is people just writing in the comments, where's the evidence for this? Or do you have any evidence to support this? Or my personal favorite, which I've had someone do, could you flick me some research when you have a moment? I'll flick you something, all right, but it's not going to be research. The people that do this, you're trolls. You are not helping the profession out in any way, shape, or form. Get out of here with your, like, holier-than-thou social media vigilante kind of bullshit. Right? It's just annoying. And you, if this is you listening to this, which I don't think it is, honestly. I don't think that's you guys in my audience are that person. But if it is, you're part of the problem. If you see someone else doing it, they are part of the problem, right? We have so much that we can be doing for society, for patients, clients, whatever, right? I just did a podcast about this and basically ranting about how the public doesn't know we exist. And this is part of the reason, because we have clinicians that are scaring other clinicians out of posting. We have clinicians that are wasting the time of other clinicians by demanding references and resources and articles when that person doesn't need to be doing that, right? And I know that there are people listening to this that are going to be like, but you should have something to back it up for what you're saying. It's goddamn social media, right? Yes, you have, it's on, you have an onus to put out decent information, and you shouldn't be just spewing lies. But you know what's going to change things is not you arguing with someone in the comments. If you don't like what someone's putting out, put out your own stuff and show people the light. Show people your success. Bring them along on your journey. Lead with light. If your mission, if your one pure, true mission in life is to call out bullshit, you have failed. You're not going to help people that way, right? This human lie detector, whatever the fuck you're trying to be, right? It doesn't work like that. And clearly, I'm very fired up about this, and no one's even trolled me. No one's even asked me for these studies. And I still get so frustrated about it because I'm on the other side of things where, you know, I do this coaching and I see people that have amazing things to say and they don't say them because they're worried about this dumb shit. They're worried about other clinicians calling them out and asking them for resources and references and all these other things that honestly might not exist, right? I work for RockTape. You guys know this. And a lot of what we're teaching there, and that's not that it's not based in science. It's that it's ahead of what we're doing, you know, what we're seeing, what the studies rather are studying, because there's a lot of red tape that goes into studies. And we're actually funding our own studies and getting funded to do studies. And there's other companies, and schools, using our products. And so we're looking at that research. But what we do clinically, what we see working clinically, we know will always be ahead of the literature. As such, we have to do our best to kind of take from here, take from there, deduce this, and weigh it out with our own clinical experience and the patient's wants, needs, and expectations. They all go into a successful evidence-based practice. And so when someone's just solely asking for the studies, you've missed the mark, right? We use a video in our RockTape course from Jacques Pepin. He's a famous chef, and he talks about how a recipe is a point of departure. And that's exactly what a study is, or a research article. That's exactly what it is. It's a point of departure. It simply tells us this, that this thing is safe to try. No one died. You can try it. It does not at all dictate or mandate that that person is then going to get better, that you're using this modality or this treatment approach with. All it says is that it is safe and that under these specific conditions, with these specific participants, these results were obtained. That's it. That's it. It doesn't mean that it's going to work every time. It doesn't mean that it's foolproof, fail-proof, whatever the phrase is. It means none of that. It simply means this is what we got under these conditions, and ideally, it's safe to try. If a bunch of people died or have like these really bad outcomes, then, you know, we probably shouldn't necessarily go that route. So when we're looking at these studies and people are demanding studies, it's like, why the hell are you, what do you want? You're not actually trying to push the profession forward. You're not trying to help people. You're trying to be a pain in my ass, right? Or, you know, and honestly, my audience, you guys are fucking phenomenal. So I'm not saying this, I'm really not directed at you, but I see it. And I saw a guy that I coached, actually. He had another clinician write this, you know, demand in a very shit sandwich kind of way, demand research or evidence to support what he posted. And I immediately screenshotted it and sent it to, you know, talked to him. And I was like, this person is notoriously a troll. Like, don't get, you know, worked up about it. And he actually had a tremendous, you know, fantastic response to that person. But I'm like, the other person is a therapist and this is what you're wasting your time on? All right, like I read his post and it was super sound. You know, the main thing is that there was no harm being done. Even if it wasn't, you know, well worded or whatever, like there was no nocebic language in it or anything like that. Like it was actually a very, very good post. And this person's going to take their time and waste this person's time to be like, oh, I really agree with this, but can you send me some evidence or can you point me in the direction of evidence? You know what? Google Scholar works the same for me and for you. And if you really wanted to have a discussion about this and not just, you know, try to prove me wrong and show how big and bad you are, you would DM me this and have a civilized conversation, not just throw it on my wall, right? I really do not respect that from any clinician or any person that just leads with that. You know, and actually, I've seen students do it. I speak at these conferences and conventions, and I've had students come up to me. And I work at the RockTape booth. And the first thing they say is, so, you know, where's the evidence for this? They don't even say hi to me. Not like, oh, like, I'm famous. I'm supposed to they don't even say hi to me like as a human. Like, hey, how you doing? Thanks for coming here. Like, could you tell me about some of the evidence behind this? The first question. There wasn't even a question of, hey, have you used these? Like, what do you think about these? Have they helped the person that you use them on? None of this. The pendulum, it's gone too far the other direction. Right. I wonder if, especially as it relates to social media, if we were to replace the phrase or the word worked with the phrase or with the word helps, if people would, you know, still be up in arms and as butthurt about things and be like, no, give me research. Like, meaning, and I'm going to come at this from both sides, right? Meaning, if I was the person posting And I always said, this intervention can help with X, Y, and Z. If that would, you know, still piss people off and they'd be like, give me the research. And the answer actually to that question is no, because that's how I speak now. And I think that's why I don't get challenged and asked for a lot of research, because I'm simply saying, hey, this is how it, this thing can help, right? And then I go into detail of like, this is how we think it's helping. Flip side, I wonder if the people that are demanding the evidence, right, if they were to rephrase their question, if they would still ask for the evidence, right? Because the question would now become, show me, or it's not even a question, the request would now become, show me the evidence that X intervention can help with whatever dysfunction. And you know what? A lot of the time, you actually can find studies if you really wanted to, because what we see within these studies, if you actually read the whole thing, is that there may not be a significant, statistically significant difference between the like intervention and the non-intervention group, if they even did it halfway correctly, which means that there could still be people within that study that were being helped by it, but that's not enough that it created that statistically significant difference where it said that, yeah, this change is definitely due to the intervention, right? Like I said before, the study simply says that it's safe to try. We will never be able to control for the human factor, meaning if someone is in a study and they buy into this treatment, they are that much more likely to get better than someone who is in a study who does not buy into the treatment, or who does not like their therapist, or who's having just a bad day. Right? We have to, or bad days, whatever test is. Right? We have to remember that. Additionally, what I'd like to see these people asking for is not just, did it work, right? I said they should probably be asking, can it help? I would like to see them asking for, how did it help? How did it, quote unquote, work? You know, and I saw another post the other day, and I'm going to do an actual, I'm going to do a podcast about this, about blocking people or muting accounts so you don't have to see their shit, because it will bother you. But sometimes things pop into my feed that I don't want to see, and I read them anyway. And, you know, sometimes I typically the ones that get me the most annoyed are people with especially decent sized accounts or big voices, and they're just shitting on different modalities, right? I know I work for Rock Tape, and it's not, I don't work for Rock Tape because they pay me well. I work for Rock Tape because I believe in the methodology. I believe in the products. I'm not saying it's the only way to treat someone, but I believe in the education that supports it and the education that we put out there. And, you know, as it relates to tools, I've seen firsthand these things help people. It's not a matter of, oh, this is the only thing that works, or that this is the only thing you should be using. Just saying that, yes, this is something that can help someone and can be part of a complete or a comprehensive treatment, right? So I see people just like, you know, I've read all these studies and I look at this meta-analysis, and based on this, tools do not work. What the fuck did you read, and where's your brain? What are you looking at with this? Have you actually ever tried it? Understanding that this tool, let's first try to figure out, how is it working? Did this person even need this intervention, right? Because if this person is trying to get, or is getting tooled, as we'll say, right, for scar tissue, and their, you know, their therapist is using this really outdated approach and saying to them, we're breaking up scar tissue, which, you guys, we are not. We've talked about this before, right? You're not breaking up scar tissue. If that's what this person is part of a study for, and then their range of motion didn't change, or whatever, let's say that's the outcome measure, I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't change, because you're freaking scraping the shit out of this person, just scaring their nervous system, not doing anything really necessarily helpful for them, probably more harmful. And so, yeah, they may have negative outcomes with this. Like, of course, what you need to be looking at, and this is part of what Rock Tape does, is understanding how this tool is having this effect on this person. Right? Are we seeing changes in the tissue tone? Because if we are, we know that's happening reflexively, right? We're communicating with the nervous system. We're introducing a novel stimulus, changing the afferent input, and seeing a reflexive change, whether it's upregulation or downregulation of that tissue. As it relates to the mechanical perspective, we actually bring diagnostic ultrasounds into our courses now, and I can tell you and show you in real time that when we use this tool, we're having an effect on the fascial layers, creating some interlayer glide, likely creating some decompression, helping out with hyaluronic acid concentration. concentrations. So yes, there is some science behind it. Yes, there are other studies that you have to extrapolate from where they use different kinds of interventions that likely work the same way. And then we can talk about how this tool is quote unquote working, right? Instead of just being like, it doesn't work. Well, what are you exactly using it for? Are you trying to break up scar tissue? Then no, it's not working. Are you telling this person as part of the narrative that it's breaking up scar tissue and then when you do that, they won't have any more back pain? And then you do this to them and actually you cause them more pain? Of course, well, no, it didn't work because you don't know how it's working or how you should be using it, right? There are a lot of things that you should be looking into. Just one small factor is or are the studies. And like I said, all that they're really going to tell you is whether or not that thing was safe to try on your patient. So perhaps I've gone a little off topic. I don't know. But this is something I saw and I had to jump on and record this episode because I just see it way too much. Way too much. Additionally, and some of you have done this to me, and I don't want to call you out in a bad way, but I'm going to say it because it's something to be learned here. Please don't DM people and ask them for studies. One more time for the people in the back, please do not DM people, aka me, and ask me for studies. I've had students do it and they're like, oh, I have a research paper that's due. Could you send me some studies about X, Y, and Z? No, I'm not writing your paper. Does Google, your fingers don't work? You can't Google these things? Like, absolutely not. Like, it doesn't come off to me as like you want to learn. That comes off to me as you're lazy. And you know, I'm sure some people listening to this are going to be like, oh my God, Maestro's like really going off on it today. But like, we need to all level up. Like, Google works the same for me and for you. And yeah, I'm talking about using the internet. Like, I don't know what else you're going to get your studies and stuff from. Like, go on the internet. Encyclopedias are outdated. That's not a thing. Like, yes, Google Scholar, go look at these articles. Go pull a bunch of them and then cross-reference them and see how good, you know, the methodology actually is and read the whole thing, not just like the abstract, and then be like, hey, you know what? I read these studies. Like, these are the conclusions. This is what I noticed between all of them. This is kind of the commonalities I found. And this is what I came to as my conclusion. What do you think? Right? Suddenly, there's like a lot more steps and people are like, well, fuck, I don't want to do that. Well, guess what? I don't want to go and look for studies for you, right? You think I have like a library of studies, like just like on my desktop? Like, oh, they asked about rotator cuff. Let me send them these studies. No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I do have on my website a list of resources, just books that you guys can read, of courses that I recommend. I got a bunch of those, but a single study or asking for studies, like, no way. It's just like, please, everyone needs to level up, take ownership, and honestly, like, keep their eyes on their own, whatever street ahead of them. We're looking around, seeing what people are doing, and then it's like, oh, how can I cut them down? Let me go ask for studies to prove this point that they made on Instagram. It's free, homies, right? It's free. Flip side or double flip side, triple flip side, whatever. If you are thinking of creating content and you're so worried, like, and I saw this, people are like, I don't know if I should start doing Instagram because, like, you know, do I need to include references at the end of it? And I was like, what? This is Instagram. No, you don't need to do that. Like, you don't need to do all that. It's Instagram. Yes, what you're saying should be founded in something, but if it's also your opinion, just say, I think this. Like, I'm not stating it as fact. This is my opinion. This is my theory. This is my thought. Like, that's totally fine. Same thing if you're writing a blog. Just make sure you're saying, like, this is what I think. This is not medical advice. This is just something that, you know, I put these things together and here's been my experience with it. That's it. We're not writing our dissertations. Look at me. We're not writing our dissertations or anything like that. Right? We need to use our common sense here and just stop being dicks to each other. Right? Stop asking for studies. I don't care if you're sliding into the DMs. Definitely don't drop it in a comment. And don't tell me that, oh, it's under the, you know, the guise of we're trying to facilitate discussion. No, you're not. You're being a dick. Plain and simple. You're trying to prove that person wrong. You're trying to get that person to defend themselves. You're wasting their time. Absolutely. You guys that are creating, right? If you got a person that's doing that to you, just block them. I'm going to say it now. Like, I've engaged in probably a handful, maybe three discussions with trolls since I started doing social media, which has been about almost 5 years now. And not once has anything good come out of it. Not once. If that person really wanted to have a discussion, they would have DM'd you about it and, you know, been like, hey, this is what I think. Not trying to, you know, show you up and have a duel on social media. So you got, if you're doing that, if you're the one asking for studies, knock it off. Right? If you're asking for studies in the DMs, knock it off. Right? People that come and ask me for stuff, and they ask my opinion on things. I told you this before. If you come and ask me something, I'm going to ask you it right back and say, well, actually, what do you think about it? And then have the discussion. I'm not just here to give you answers, right? That whole give a man a fish, teach a man to fish kind of thing. I'm all about teaching. I want to know what you think. And then I will absolutely have a discussion. Right? I love social media. I look at my phone usage. Whew, I am on that thing all the time. I'm not even mad about it. Right? I will absolutely engage in these discussions. So wrapping it up, because this is another Thursday not so shorty, but I feel really passionate about it. And I love social media. And I just see it being misused. And we can do better. We need to do better. For the love, please stop asking for references, for articles, for research on social media. It doesn't do anything to help anyone. All right. You disagree with me? How about you shoot me an email or a DM and tell me why? Don't ask me for studies about it, though, right? All right, friends, thank you for tuning in. This was a long one, but I feel really passionate about it, and I think that we can all honestly do better. If you like this episode, give me some stars, please. 5 would be amazing. If you loved it, subscribe. You'll never miss an episode, and it helps so that neither will anyone else, right? It does help people find the podcast. Okay, signing out officially. Until next time, friends, Maestro.